As I was looking at the beautiful picture of your parents, your sister and brother-in-law, your Yaya Papu, and I couldn't help to think that as we look at the four generations that are here, the fifth generation, we count them, essentially it's so appropriate on today that we have a divine liturgy in which we honor the ancestors, the foreparents of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. This is always a Sunday following the 11th of December in anticipation of the feast of Christmas, the Nativity of our Lord. Today, it happens to coincide with the feast day of the prophet Daniel, as well as the three holy youth, Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael, and Saint Dionysios of Zakynthos, who lived in the 17th century on the island of Zakynthos. It's so appropriate because we see in them, going back to Abraham and his wife Sarah, and the subsequent generations of faithful people, one generation after another. I also want to point out to you that today we have a divine liturgy, we have a memorial service, we have a children's program, we have an adult choir program, and we have Stewardship Sunday. We have many things going on. So it's appropriate today that our gospel passage was the gospel lesson from the Gospel of Luke of the great banquet. And in that great banquet, the Master sends out an invitation to people throughout the land to invite them to come, but one after another, they have an excuse. They are too busy to come. And whereas this is the most wonderful time of the year, it's also amongst the busiest times of the year, is it not? So as we look at, number one, the faithfulness of the generations, from Abraham and his wife Sarah, the prophet Daniel and Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael, who lived 600 years before the coming of our Lord, Saint Dionysios, who lived in the 17th century, the 1600s, and as we come in this memorial service today with an opportunity to continue faithfulness in our present day. The challenge is to focus on, first and foremost, the one who is of greatest importance in life, the one who is the life giver. And as Father Theodore so beautifully pointed out with our children earlier in his sermonette to them, our life giver is the giver of everything. Our hands, our feet, ourselves, the blessings that we have, our parents, our children, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Our God is God. Our God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Everything proceeds from Him. Everything returns to God. With that in mind, as we focus on Stewardship Celebration Sunday today, it is so appropriate that we have an opportunity to thank God for the blessings that He has given to us. You know, of course, we worship on the first day of the week, right? And that first day of the week in Greek is Kyriaki. Kyriaki is whose day? The Lord's Day. This is the Lord's Day. Mistakenly, we often think of Monday as the first day of the week. It is not. It is Sunday, the Lord's Day. And what an appropriate opportunity for us to gather on the Lord's Day, to begin the day in thanksgiving, to be grateful with an attitude of thanksgiving, of gratitude, thanking God for that which He has given to us. I want to point out that the Stewardship Committee of the Archdiocese has chosen two very simple saints in order to highlight them as the patron saints this year of stewardship for the Archdiocese. They are the Gardener Phocas and Ephrosinos the cook. Just very briefly, their story. The gardener Phocas lived in the 4th century during a time of Christian persecution. And he had a small garden on his property, and he would, as a devout Christian, he would take the proceeds of this garden and divvy out a portion for himself and his needs and his family, and give the rest out to those who were in need. He might have sold a little bit to make enough money to take care of them, but he gave the rest away. When it was found out that he was a Christian, the governor of the area gave an edict and gave an order to soldiers to go and bring him in for execution. Phocas heard about this, and when these fellows came to get him, he received them in hospitality. And he gave them, he asked them to sit down. They did not know it was him. They asked him to sit down, and he had a bite to eat with them. And after they finished their meal, he took him out to the garden, and he said, "I am Phocas, who you have been sent to kill. And I know I didn't want you to work too hard, so I dug a hole in the garden for you to bury me after you carried out your responsibility as soldiers." They were pierced to the heart with this man's incredible generosity and kindness and philanthropy. And they asked him, "Please, we will go back and say we didn't find you." And he said, "Yeah, but then if you do that, you're going to get in trouble. You might even be killed. So please, I bid you, I ask you to accomplish your task." After going back and forth for a while, they executed him right there and buried him in his garden. St. Ephrosinos the cook, living a little bit later in a monastery, was just a regular old monastic. In fact, as some stories say, he was the cook, but not a very good cook. And one of the fathers of the monastery was kind of pondering one day, who is it that is holy amongst us? And he had a dream, and in his dream, he was taken to paradise. And in paradise, who did he see? Ephrosinos. And he saw Ephrosinos and the kindness and the genuine Christian love of this brother. And for the first time, he realized that he was a holy one. And he conversed to him in the dream in paradise. And Ephrosinos told him, "Please take these apples with you." And he looked at these beautiful apples, and he put them by his chest, and he went back to sleep. And he woke up that morning, and those apples were with him. Apples from paradise. As the story goes, when it was found out of the holiness of Ephrosinos, because he was such a humble person, he did not want that to be known with the others, and so he snuck out and left the monastery to live off by himself at another place. But the apples survived. And periodically, they would take bits and pieces of these apples and give them to the visitors who came to the monastery, saying that they were apples of paradise. And remembering Ephrosinos and the incredible example. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things. The vast majority of you here, I know for many, many years, respectfully on behalf of Father Paul, on behalf of Father Jimmy, on behalf of Father Theodore, Deacon John, on behalf of our parish council, on behalf of our staff, on behalf of our philoptikos, our ministry team leaders, as well as so many of you who are significantly a part of this ministry. On behalf, first and foremost, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, St. Phocas, St. Ephrosinos, the Prophet Daniel, it's my brother's name day, I have to call him today too, St. Dionysios, the Holy Three Youth, Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael, Abraham and his wife Sarah and the ancestors of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On behalf first of our Lord and of all, I respectfully offer my love and thank you for your love with an encouragement and a challenge. And the encouragement and the challenge is this: love God. I'm going to read this beautiful quotation that I read today in this book, Daily Lives, 2017, Daily Lives, Miracles and Wisdom of the Saints. It is from St. Paisios the Athenite, one of our very most recent saints. Listen carefully. God wants and desires only one thing from us: our humbleness, humility. He does not need anything else, just to humble ourselves so he can make us partakers of his divine nature, of his divine grace, which was granted to us through the mystery of holy baptism. Although we did not love him yet, neither had we struggled to acquire his grace, he gave it to us as a gift out of his extreme kindness. He is only asking from us to humble ourselves and respond out of gratefulness and appreciation to his love. Thus, divine grace, which abides in us, will be activated and function accordingly. It will make us love God and get to know him. It will do everything for us if only we humble ourselves and allow it to act. The only obstacle to the energy of God's grace is our pride, our lack of humility. So my encouragement to you is to humble yourself. My encouragement to me is to humble myself. And as we humble ourselves, then and only then do we recognize the incredible magnitude of God's love, of God's grace, of God's presence, of God's all-encompassing divine life-giving life. And when that happens, then we grow to be incredible stewards of that which God has given to us. Caretakers, first of that which we have been given at the birth ourselves, and then of those who are dearest and closest to us, our family members. And then as we become closer and closer to God, it even goes out to our enemies. It means to be partakers of the divine nature, and then share that with one another. So that encouragement to you is to do it. In this busy, 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 busy world. It was busy even 2,000 years ago when Jesus was talking about the parable that he talked about today, where he sent out his servants to invite others to come. It was busy then. They didn't have FaceTime and everything, and as we do today. But it was busy then in their own way. Let's not miss God. With that in mind, you and I have the opportunity on this day, if we have not already done so, to give the very, very best and the first offerings of our time that is God's time that he has blessed us with. Our talents that God has given to us, and our treasures, our resources that he has given to each and every one of us. To give a faithful offering, remembering the 10% benchmark of the Old Testament in that which we give out, keeping 90% for ourselves, giving 10 out to the faithful and faithfulness to our Lord and to care for those around us. With that in mind, Cynthia is at the back. If any of you have not already turned in your stewardship cards for the year and want to give one, raise your hands. Please keep your hands up, Elaine and Cynthia. We have received about 100. Keep your hand raised. To date, before today, We had received just over 90 cards, and there was a stewardship pledge of $252,667. It said 666, but I'm going to say 667. That is offered for the year of 2018. So with that in mind, if you would like to look at them and fill them out, we're going to pick them up at the end of our service today. Remember, in Thanksgiving, everything that you and I have is a gift to us from God.